You don't mind if I interview you. You graduated in 2005, and what was your major?
Biology.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you pre-med?
I was.
Okay. And are you still, or I'm guessing? Okay.
No, I own a software company.
You own a software company.
So I started off as a computer science major and switched over to biology about.
We have a lot of similarities. Keep going. Sorry.
Yeah. I was a sophomore. Started my sophomore year. I got a D in a computer science class. So I was like, well, I'm done with that.
And so, when did you start the software company, and what's it called?
2011, and it's called Base 2.
Base 2. And forgive my ignorance, but what type of software does it deal with?
Web and mobile applications.
Okay.
And we build sort of full stack solutions. So, we build a client side in JavaScript, we build backends in .NET and Rails.
So your comp side background helped a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. So I went from, I did the pre-med thing in college, and then I got out and I didn't pursue that at all. I went to DC and I worked for a nonprofit for a while called US Public Interest Research Group.
They still keep it up?
Hung out there for a bit. Made coffee for people for a while. I worked at a place called Murky and then came back here and worked at a place called Apropos. And then got an entry-level job programming somewhere and then started my own company about 2 years after that.
And how is the company doing?
Good. Yeah, real well. Yeah, went well enough that I could take a couple weeks off to just talk to people about potato salad. So.
Thank you for what a phenomenal transition. So, I'm going to be honest, my editors and I, we wanted to come up with a good question,
okay.
A good starting question,
yeah.
And we knew you were going to get asked the same goddamn question single thing.
Okay.
So, I'm going to start it off a little bit differently, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite food?
Oh man, that's a really difficult question to answer. So there's a lot of ways to approach this question, right? The food that I abuse is pizza. Pizza would be my drug of choice when I'm really abusing food.
Okay.
Burritos and Mexican food are fantastic. I love it. Favorite food. I feel like I'm buying time here and I'm hoping that it'll just emerge. I love it all.
Okay, great.
I love trying new foods. I love, maybe sushi to be safe. But I love it all.
Yeah,
everything pops in my head as an equal there.
Now, when you say.
It's not potato salad.
I love potato salad.
It's not that. It's not my favorite food.
Great. have you ever tried the pizza place called Hound Dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, that is amazing.
Yeah.
That is honestly one of the best pizza places I've ever been to.
Absolutely. So I try to eat as often as possible. I try to stick to like a very strict diet and be really healthy.
Yeah.
And then if I have Hound Dogs, like when I'm trying to eat healthy, like ruins my body.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have Hound Dogs like in the middle of a binge. I have to have like the binge starts like somewhere midweek, and then I get to the weekend and I'm like, all right, Hound Dogs sounds good, and my body's ready for it. It's just been like beaten down enough by crappy food. But it's just like a pound of butter.
Oh my god.
Just like sauce. It is fantastic.
I ate it on my own cheat day. And I just never want a cheat day to end. I was full, but did I stop eating? No, I didn't stop eating. Why would you stop eating?
I will eat Tom and Payne.
Yeah, for sure. So, potato salad.
Yeah.
Why?
Right. So it was the week of 4th of July, and I really like making jokes a lot. I feel like that's something that me and my friends do very well. We're always trying to one-up each other.
You may have won this one.
Right, exactly. I definitely won the potato salad joke contest. We were all goofing off at work. We all work in different places. We were on a G-chat, just kind of making jokes, right? And somebody was making some pretty solid bits about potato salad. And I just interrupted it with a link to the Kickstarter. And That was the win, right?
That's fantastic.
And so I came into work the next day, and I had an email from Amazon Payments saying that my bank account was verified. I was like, all right, so does that mean that I can just like, put this live? And so I did, and I figured that, like, you know, my group of friends, so 7 or 8 people that I've been joking with, will all toss in $10.
Yeah.
And now I've got $80 to buy beer and throw a party, right? And I just spun out of control so fast. Yeah.
Sorry, one second. Let me readjust here.
By the way, getting interviewed by the Denisonian is crazy.
Yeah.
This is actually, I mean, it's like, it's very, there are a bunch of different levels of surreal of this.
Yeah.
But like, having the alumni magazine that I get all the time is reaching out to me and being like, do you want to talk about something you've accomplished is very funny.
We're not the alumni magazine.
Or the, I'm sorry.
The school newspaper, yeah.
Yeah, but it shows up.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no. So
it is an absurd thing. Like, there are these moments, like these different levels of absurdity, but it's when I saw that email, I was just like, I was completely taken aback. Like, oh my God, no, that's, of course.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I'm going to be honest right now. This, I mean, my journalism career is going to be over after college because I hope to go to medical school. But this makes my career.
I like that we're making each other's year.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. So anyways, back to potato salad.
Yeah.
I have to say, the funniest thing I thought, because I knew it was a joke, but when I saw the page, it said, I will say your name when I'm eating them.
Yeah.
It's the best possible thing to get right there.
I honestly don't remember where that came from, but I remember like I was just trying to stick to the tone.
Sure, yeah.
Of the Kickstarter campaign, and there's so many that I think are very. I mean, it wasn't supposed to be a criticism, but like without being, it's they're very self-important. So like, we'll put your name on our website because that delivers value to you. How, right? It's like, give me a dollar, I'll put your name on our website. So that same voice in my head was saying, give me a dollar, and I'll say your name out loud while I'm making the potato salad.
Yeah, I didn't even know anything about it, and then I saw that on Twitter or something. So what are the reactions been? I know I'm sure you get these questions all the time, but what are the reactions been by, obviously your friends love it, your parents, stuff like that, yeah. What have they been like?
You know, it's been overwhelmingly positive. I think it's part of why the joke landed with so many people was that it's like, it's really like an Ellen DeGeneres joke, you know? It's not super sharp. It's not super controversial. It doesn't push the envelope at all. So people see it and they're like, oh, that's cute, right? Like there's nobody who looks at it and goes, I mean, I guess there's a small group of people that are.
Yeah, I'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah, sure. But for the most part, people see it and so that's
hilarious.
And it's been an international thing too, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So like getting emails from people in Norway saying, crying on my face so hard is really fantastic. It's like there is a real genuine part of me that is saying I'm so happy I did this because spreading humor and joy around the world is a pretty cool thing to say you've done, even for like a second, right? That one joke went public and people laughed at it is fantastic.
So anyways, back, part of the controversy is, from what I read on the internet comment, is that they think that there are better causes to give to. And we had a debate about this on our staff meeting or whatever, and the thing is that you didn't force anybody to give you any money. And so what is... How do you stay, I guess, even keeled when you hear stuff like that? Because I'm sure you have. AV Club wrote some really crappy article about it.
Yeah.
But,
And it's funny to read the AV Club all the time. And
yeah.
The AV Club in that area. But, you know, I understand the reaction, right? I can understand seeing it and saying, holy shit, I can't believe people are throwing their money away on this. And, yeah, absolutely. There are very few causes that are worse than this, right? but what I think is ultimately what this thing ended up being was sort of an upside down model for telling a joke, right? Like comedians will charge money to a show. You show up, they tell jokes. You paid before you ever saw the joke. This is the joke up front, and then
you pay afterwards.
Throw me some money, right? The average contribution is about $8, and we have 6,500 backers. So 6,500 people went, all right, that was funny. I'll chip some money in. And,
So now Kickstarter has some pretty strict rules about the charity thing, that you can't actually put it on because it'd be like an advertisement to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know it's probably pretty early in the process, but what do you plan to do with some of the money? Put it in your business, stuff like that?
Well, it turns out the rules are not that strict.
Oh, really?
Okay. I thought they were.
I was wrong.
And then, well, I kept saying that, and I kept putting it on Twitter and saying it to people, and I called them the other day. I called them Friday. And we had a long conversation. You can't solicit for charities. So I couldn't say, okay, we're adding a $200 level. If you give it this level, all of your money goes to fighting hunger and homelessness. That would get the thing taken down.
Okay.
You can take a personal profit at the end. So you can take the money and do whatever the hell you want with it. So just can't be saying that on a Kickstarter page.
Yeah, sure.
So started to change the messaging in public to this is going for the greater good. So we're in the process of identifying a charitable vehicle. So something like a fund at the Columbus Foundation that will, we can drop, let's say, $10,000 or $15,000 into, and then it gains 10% interest every year. And we take that money and every year direct it toward charities working to stop hunger and homelessness. So, that could be a $15,000 fund that is there forever because of the interest that it gains.
Wow. Do you want me to be able to write that? Is that okay if I write that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
So hopefully it'll be a done deal by the time you write it.
Yeah, well, good.
When does this come out?
Well, this will probably be online. It'll probably be on the first issue. So it'll be online probably by the end of the week or the end of 2 weeks,
great,
depending on how much my superiors want to edit it. Anyways, if I can ask you a few more questions. Back to the kind of controversy part. You're going on Good Morning America, right?
Yeah.
When?
Oh, no, I was already on.
Oh, you already on?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was great.
Yeah.
I'll send you the link.
That'd be fantastic.
I've got a link for Good Morning America for Fox Business, which is very funny. And I think there's a CNBC one, but I haven't seen it yet. So
you were on all of them?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's absurd. I am currently on the... this actually makes the joke new for me again, is that I'm on CNBC's Council for Crowdfunding now. So it's like I'm an expert that they reached out to talk about crowdfunding, which is definitely absurd. It's great. That makes me laugh.
Very cool. So, how many more interviews do you have lined up?
I don't know. Right now, there's sort of today I did Columbus Alive. Mm-hmm. I did Good Morning Columbus last week, or Good Day Columbus. It's like stuff that it's become like the initial celebrity stuff has like completely dropped off.
Yeah.
And now it's like there's some local stuff. I think there will be another. Another hit at the end as we get closer to the campaign being over. There shouldn't be much more, really.
Okay.
Trying to figure out how I'm going to fill some of the promises. So talking to one food company about paying for me to either go around the world or go across the country throwing little parties and serving up potato salad. But that's kind of the, I think that's like probably the last of it. It would be like early September where anybody still gives a shit.
Yeah.
If you think about it, it's like incredible for a single joke.
That
this much legs is, it's pretty insane. My friends and I usually spend about a minute and a half or 2 minutes on any piece of material,
sure,
and then we're tired of it, so.
Wow, that's so you have celebs backing you. You have some celebs backing you. Have they reached out to you personally?
Yeah.
Which ones?
Orlando Jones and I have had a back and forth, and he said that he's available on the day of the party here in Columbus. I'll come and do stand-up. So that's exciting.
To come and do stand-up?
Yeah. Joshua Molina from Scandal and Jamie Oliver, the chef, have both backed the project. Kevin Rose, who runs Google Ventures, is a backer.
And then have they reached out to you as well?
Okay.
And how has Kickstarter been throughout this process?
Super awesome. They've been really nice.
They backed you publicly. They said, yeah.
And then they gave me like an account manager, and we've been chatting, and she's a fantastic person. And the whole, like that whole, just that dynamic has been really nice.
How do you feel about Kickstarter as a medium for generating incredible projects? Like one of them, Reading Rainbow, which broke a record, brought over 6 million, and that's very cool.
Yep.
What are your thoughts?
As a funding platform, I think it's great. I think if the so like I would love to hear from the Reading Rainbow people or the Pebble people or Oculus, like how much of it was PR and how much of it was like, great, now we have this money where we can do a thing. Because I know that for our campaign, like, we're gonna shed a ton of that money, just like being able to fulfill promises. And I don't know if that's the same thing that happened to Pebble or Ouya or Oculus Rift. But the great thing about something like Kickstarter is your campaign ends, and you have presumably this injection of cash, right, into your business, but you don't owe anybody any equity, which is really nice. My company worked with a startup last summer, and we raised $650,000 in seed funding.
Wow.
But the startup then is one third or one half owned by the investors. So, and then you're at the behest of what the investors want. So it's actually, the crowdfunding route is really great because you end up still having full creative control of your company at the end. You don't have anybody edging in and saying, hey, you should spend this money doing X, Y, and Z.
Great.
So, no outside investors own any part of this potato salad.
Wow. That's a...
Yeah. So when I sell the potato salad to Google for, you know, $1 billion...
Sure, no, which is going to happen because they buy everything.
That's right.
So now it's time to get back to... we have to do some of your college experience.
Oh, yeah,
that's okay
absolutely.
With you.
Sure.
So your major is biology. Your minor was...
No minor.
Mm-hmm. Your favorite professors were... We may have some overlap there.
Yeah, I think my advisor is not there anymore. Fardad Farouzdin. I think he was still around.
Dr. Peter Coleman?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No. I feel bad drawing a blank here.
That's okay.
This is, an easy, this is an easy answer. It was freshman English. Just
like any other. Dr. James Davis?
Yeah, I like.
Sylvia Brown?
Would it be like.
No.
Would it be like Anna Ashmool?
He's flamboyantly gay. He's the best professor I've ever had.
Yeah, yeah. Bring out his name too. Crap. He's the campus celebrity. Yeah, like everybody loves him.
Yeah.
He's been rated on top professors in the country or something.
How can I remember this? That makes me feel both terrible and old that I can't remember.
I say no.
Let me find you. Where are your professors here?
You can go to Rate My Professor. I might have a list.
Fred Portchadieu.
There it is, Portchadieu. Yeah,
that's
Portchadieu.
Yeah, Fred Portchadieu. Easy answer.
Everybody loves.
Yeah.
Let's see. And what was your experience like in Denison? You can tell me good or bad. Okay.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Denison was great. I wasn't a great student, but I feel like Denison. Denison gave me so many opportunities. I mean, I ended up doing so much there that I think I got too distracted from my studies. So, like, I played, I had never played football before.
You played football?
And I played football at Denison. I played club lacrosse. I was on student government. I started a club on campus. I started the Denison Democrats on campus.
You started the Denison Democrats?
Yeah.
I'm vice president of the Denison Democrats.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
It's one of the more popular ones on campus.
That's great. I mean, it was not at the time. It was like, definitely like, it was growing when, so I think I started when I was a junior, and it was growing at that point. But so it's nice to know that it's still around.
Yeah. And,
Yeah. And there are still people in it.
That's really cool. You started that. Very interesting. Was there a Denison Republicans Club back then?
Because
there's not anymore.
What?
Yeah.
They were much bigger than they were when I started.
It's radically liberalized.
That's great.
College. Oh, yeah, I love it. I mean, that fits me perfectly.
Yeah. Because I remember when we were starting Denison Democrats, I remember getting the feedback from professors and people in the community, like down in Granville, like, well, good luck, because it's a conservative campus.
Yeah, oh, yeah, so totally. Yeah,
fantastic. It's great to hear.
Yeah, oh, it's... I mean, I wouldn't have been able to go to college if it were conservative.
And I had no political identity when I came to school.
Did
I? Yeah, so it's just like, it's interesting to kind of be, that emerged while I was on campus. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, I got very, I didn't know anything about politics, and then I got to college, and now I read lots of books about it, and I want to be involved in it later on a little bit, too. So it's very cool. That's awesome. And then what else, what other student organizations were you involved with? BCA, Denison Democrats, I know it's a ton, I'm just wondering.
I'm trying to remember what else, I mean, that's all that comes to mind at the moment.
Okay, very cool, alright, let's see. What's next for you? You already said that you're going to try to fulfill the promises.
Yep.
Bring the potato salad to everybody.
Yep.
What about, have you tried to pull for your work, for your company?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, all of my work emails now begin, hey, this is Zach Brown, I own Base 2. You may know me better as Potato Salad Guy. So, and that's like the, you know, that's the... kind of the end right now that I'm working.
That's a good end.
You know, hey, while it's still
absolutely
on people's minds, because it's not going to be there for much longer.
Yeah.
All of this stuff, like, you know, if other sort of minor internet celebrities are a blueprint, like it fades super fast. So it's just you gotta use the opportunity.
Absolutely. Are you involved in politics at all nowadays?
I see stories, I get upset about them, and then I try to forget that I ever cared about politics.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried it's going to come to me too.
Yeah, it's a tough place right now. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
It's real tough.
It's much easier being liberal when it was the Republicans in charge doing all the bad shit, and then being liberal now with what I feel like is the Democrats in charge not doing as much as I'd like them to do, or doing some of the bad shit. I'm just like, oh man, this is difficult. it's hard to know.
It absolutely is. And it's, a lot of Democrats are well intentioned, but they just don't do anything.
Yep.
That's upsetting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, but the Democrats, we do meetings every year. We do voting. Last year, there wasn't anything because it was a year after an election. So this year is a gubernatorial race, which will be hopeless, but still interesting. Kasich's gonna win. Anyways, that's it.
This is 2008. We managed to bring Howard Dean to campus.
Oh yeah.
Which was, at the time, he was so sought after. And one of our, it wasn't me, because I kept saying, don't even try, this is stupid. But I can't remember his name, Eric.
Farley?
So it was Adam Crowther at the time was the president. I was a treasurer, and I forget Eric's last name, but he was the one pushing for, we've got to bring Howard Dean to campus, and we kept telling him, stupid, I'll never do it, and he negotiated Dean down to, like, I think Dean took $5,000.
Are you kidding?
Something ludicrous, because it was in Ohio, during a heated election. Oh, sorry, it wasn't 2008, it was 2004.
Yeah.
and
that's a big one too. Cause yeah. Bush could have gotten seated. Yeah.
So it's something to consider. What are you gonna? You'll be a senior in
physics. I'll be a senior in physics. Yeah.
Yeah. Getting them set up for bringing people you think you can't bring to campus and trying to negotiate them down because it's in a battleground state.
We actually got, we're the third or fourth most well-funded club on campus now.
Really?
Yeah. And how much money we got last year? $45,000. We got Cal Penn to come talk at a school. And I'm actually friends with him now.
All right, so here I am giving you advice. Yeah. Never mind. Don't listen to me.
No.
That's crazy. We got $11,000 the year that we brought Howard Dean, and we were so excited.
Yeah, good.
We're holding this $11,000 budget. $45,000.
And $35,000 went to Cal Penn, who was a magnificent speaker, and me and him are actually friends now. I tweeted to him. He tweeted back. I have a cell phone number now, and we're close. He's an awesome guy. And now we're getting James Carville next year.
Yeah, that's incredible.
And we're just really excited.
Oh, that's incredible.
And then I'm also the treasurer of the Outlook Club.
Oh, great.
So that's
yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. We were, Dennis and Democrats and Outlook did Howard Dean together.
Oh, yeah, very cool.
They paid for some part of it. We paid for speaking. Maybe they paid to set up the venue.
Yeah, Red Tech and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Very cool. Let's see. I want to make sure I get everything here on the list.
Oh my god, that was a crushing. Now you're bringing back memories. I remember watching watching the election recalls in 2004 and watching, because Ohio also had the gay marriage amendment ban, and watching this with a group of friends, and we're like, there's no way this is going to pass. And at like 7:30, they announced that it passed, and it passed like 7:30 in Ohio. People in the room were like crying, people were going to bed, like the election's over. And yeah, that was terrible. That was a terrible experience.
Yeah, politics really kills.
Yeah,
I'm progressive. Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. I love it. It's fulfilling to me.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I really like the Dennis Democrats Club because we do a really fair job of showing both sides. We're extremely bipartisan. I will say that this year the Republicans wanted to do a project with us, and we said yes. But the student government, which is inherently Democratic, said no. They gave them no money.
That seems a little shady.
And they said it was because of they're losing money or whatever. But there's, I don't know. They wanted to bring. Do you remember the movie Lone Survivor with Mark Wahlberg? So they wanted to bring the actual guy to campus. And I thought, wow, that's not showing anybody's side. That's perfect. That'd be great. And the Red Cross that they would give us money and help support us as long as it was Dennis and Democrats and Republicans to show that they're bipartisan. But they didn't give any money to the Republicans. It was not happening. It does suck because that would have been the coolest thing in the entire world. Yeah. It would have been on Veterans Day too. Okay, favorite food. It's a nonprofit. What is by far your favorite job that you've had before this one? Your
favorite
job
before this?
Yeah.
Working for yourself, owning my company, and before that doing freelance work is awesome. I remember when I was doing freelance, I met my now current girlfriend, and we started dating, and she was like, okay, she was planning this trip to go to Spain, and just kind of threw out, like, would you be interested in going? I'm like, yep, I will literally drop everything. So, told the client I was working for, I'm going. I went to Spain for 2 weeks, came back, and picked up where I left off. Like, this just feeling of no responsibilities when you're freelancing or when you're working for yourself is really nice. There are added responsibilities, unfortunately. You know? There's keeping track of what you're paying employees and keeping track of the tax implications and the legal implications, but it's not the same thing as like getting up and going to work for somebody and being owned by somebody.
Very cool.
But this has been, honestly, if this could be a career, so rewarding. And making people laugh everywhere is fantastic. It's, I didn't realize how addictive a feeling that was going to be for me.
That's why comedians go through so many years of being nothing. So, what did your girlfriend say about the potato salad?
uh, she was actually in the group of friends. She was the first person to make a potato salad joke. And I just picked up from that and started riffing on it.
So it's a tandem joke.
Yeah, oh, totally. It's a group joke for sure. And she went with me. She went with me to New York to do interviews. I think it's gotten, she's already a workaholic, so she does work for, she works for the Columbus Marathon, she works for the Columbus Zoo.
She works for the Columbus Marathon?
Yeah.
I'm a part of it every year.
Really? You volunteer?
Okay. No, I actually run.
Oh, great.
In the half marathon.
Yeah, excellent. She is the volunteer coordinator for the Columbus Marathon, so the extra work that this has added, because she's just sort of taken it on, has stretched her to her limit. Like, she goes in, works 8 hours a day or 10 hours a day on zoo stuff, comes home, does marathon stuff, and then does potato salad stuff.
She's like your publicist.
She has been the publicist.
It's really fascinating. Okay, so we're running dry on potato salad here. So if you could say like one thing about this entire experience, what would it be? Just one sentence. I know that's a weird question, probably contrived, but.
Yeah. Spreading humor and joy around the world has been one of the most rewarding experiences of my life.
And, yeah, I'll happen to know.
Sure.